Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Music and a bath, two important aphrodisiacs. Music is one of the most powerful aphrodisiacs. It can create the most varied states of spirit, starting from the most pleasant ones to the most disturbing ones. Music can transmit all the possible states, including powerful erotic messages, expressed more or less discreetly. Besides this, music is able to transport us on our subtle wings to paradise-like worlds. This way, it refines and universalizes our feelings of love. Cosmetics and Jewelry, Part 1. A man's virility can be stimulated with the help of oils, dry massage, bathing and perfume, headbands, ornaments, comfort, beds and coaches, pleasant-looking clothes, birds singing, and the sounds of a woman's jewelry, according to Charaka Samhita. Find out just how cosmetics and jewelry were applied from ancient times and what effects they achieved in the realm of eroticism. Cosmetics and Jewelry, Part 2. Her black hair, like a raven, her eyebrows were arched like the new moon. Her almond-shaped eyes were charming, clear and reassuring, and her lips were red as a cherry. Her nose was noble and fine, her cheeks were fragile and they were slightly covered with powder. Her face had the delicate roundness of a silver sphere, and her vital and harmonious body was as light as a flower. Her fingers were thin as shoots and her waist was slender as a reed. Her belly was round and soft and her breasts big and soft too. According to a man who was obviously in love, Qing Ping Mei. Yet, even from this small text, you can deduce the importance of cosmetics and jewelry. Find out even more about them in part 2 of our article. Seven Gates Towards the Universe. Fifth Gate, Vishuddha Chakra, Part 2. The following quotation from a memoir in the defense of Caligostro, from Serge Hunton's book The Secret Societies from Yesterday Till Today, expresses quite well the superior level of consciousness a human being can attain. I do not belong to any age, and I do not belong to any space. I permanently feel that I am outside of time and space. My spiritual being experiences in its essence the eternal existence, and if sometimes I let myself sink into the cosmic thought, climbing back up through the course of ages, I reach an almighty spirit, a superior way of living, different from that which you are familiar with. I experience paradise-like ecstasy and I become that who I want to be, participating fully and consciously to the reality of the Supreme Being. I conduct almost all my actions while guided by divine inspiration that constantly helps and surrounds me. Vishuddha Chakra is truly fascinating, and that is why we will perform yet another meditation to amplify it at the end of our broadcast.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Music and the bath, two important aphrodisiacs. Music is one of the most powerful aphrodisiacs. It creates the most varied states of spirit, starting from the most pleasant ones to the most disturbing and difficult ones. Music can transmit all the possible states, including powerful erotic messages expressed more or less discreetly. Besides this, music is able to transport us on her subtle wings to paradisiacal worlds. In this way, it refines and universalizes our feelings of love. Some very erotic tunes have very suggestive rhythms, like the heartbeat, for example, in Ravel's Bolero. Others use a crescendo similar to sexual excitation or to orgasm. Have in mind to allow yourself to be totally led by the notes of the music. to let yourself fly wherever the music wants to take you. By experiencing very intensely the notes of the music, by letting the ineffable harmony of music flood us, we can feel how our mood changes according to the music. When you're making love, don't ever use rock music, heavy music, or jazz. None of these will be able to generate that pleasant atmosphere of intimacy that you want to have. Rather, use blues or inspired electronic music, harmonious symphonic music. The effects will be really miraculous. However, no matter what kind of music you prefer, it is recommended to also take into account the wishes and the preferences of your lover, if you want that she or he also feels good when being close to you. The bath. Each of us has surely noticed that we see favorable effects when taking a bath. The water, the bath, has, from an esoteric point of view, a special meaning. It is the symbol of purification, being a preliminary phase in many religious rituals, and not only. And the lovemaking can be and should be seen as a veritable sacred ritual, a magic date of the two lovers in a total embrace. For this, before starting to make love, it is good to be purified by the water. If we take into consideration the subtle effects of the bath, rather than just a simple shower, it is an important preamble of lovemaking. It can be an ineffable experience. It will prepare us both physically and emotionally to get close to our lover in a more pure and a more sacred way. This fact has been known since antiquity. The Romans had the so-called thermae that were used for bath and conversation, which had sex as the main subject. We encounter the same situation in Japan and in the Ottoman Empire, where special attention was paid to the bath. Nowadays, this custom is kept in part by saunas. When we take a bath or a shower, our nude body is covered by very exciting warm sensations and tender caresses of water, the skin being in this way pleasantly massaged all over. The bath stimulates also the other senses. For this, you can use some volatile oils, which can be added to warm water. In this way, we can easily imagine many beautiful scenes. Promenade on a field full of perfumed flowers, or a bed of roses. We can contemplate our nudity reflected in a mirror, and imagine a world of erotic fantasies that will increase our sexual appetite. The majority of lovers take baths together from time to time. By taking a shower together, we start more quickly to make love because the shower stimulates the erotic impulses. Besides all of the esoteric or non-esoteric meanings, it is obvious that we have to be very clean when we're with our lovers. Even a simple or a short shower can modify completely and entirely our energetic radiation. For the majority of men, but even more so for women, bodily cleansing has a very great importance. Take this into account, and you will soon enjoy the effects. Cosmetics and jewelry. A man's virility can be stimulated with the help of oils, dry massage, bathing and perfume, headbands, ornaments, comfort, beds and couches, pleasant-looking clothes, the sounds of birds singing, and the sounds of a woman's jewelry. The Charaka Samhita. Since ancient times, cosmetics and jewelry have played an important part in the erotic game. Carefully applying makeup can be a transfigurating meeting of who we are and who we want to be. A new face can give you great confidence and can also be a stimulating experience for your lover. A lot of sexual techniques fully use the magic power of makeup and specify different kinds that stimulate certain feelings. The level of sales nowadays can measure the importance of cosmetics. No woman feels complete, especially when she's not beautiful, without having some makeup on and without wearing some jewelry. Even the most natural look is hardly cultivated. In all cultures, cosmetics have helped to make faces beautiful and have transformed a so-called usual face. Women in China used to make a red sign in the middle of their foreheads. A similar technique still exists in India and Nepal, where it signifies the drawing into the spiritual or religious life. In the tantric erotic games, the man as well as the woman can wear this sign in order to evoke the awakening of the third eye, Ajna Chakra. This sign is the symbol of the awakened conscience. The artistic application of cosmetics and ornaments is a beautiful and important practice that can be done by a united and loving couple. Obviously, natural cosmetics are preferred to the synthetic ones. A lot of synthetic commercial products lead to skin diseases, and this is why makeup should be carefully chosen and done. It is not necessary to buy expensive products, because nature gives you some very efficient organic compounds. For most women, it is a real pleasure to pick out and try special combinations. When they are applied adequately, both cosmetics and ornaments can transform a woman very much, helping her to be seen and transfigured differently by others. Sometimes, tantric techniques indicate body painting for aesthetic, emotional, symbolic, and even physiological needs. Applying colored cosmetics on different body parts stimulates and helps to focus the energy in certain places because of some subtle resonance processes. Tantric cosmetic products contain substances like cinnabar, sandal paste and powder, rice paste, saffron, nutmeg, turmeric, arsenic, soot from different substances, camphor, shells, and ashes. Some of them have a certain physical and subtle effect on the body. Extremely strong body makeup is one obtained from powdered laurels, marijuana, opium, and other hallucinatory substances mixed with perfumed oils and colored pigments. European witches used to use the same substances in their rituals. An Eastern ritual is painting the palms and the soles of a woman in red. This is a part of the honoring of Shakti ritual, and that's why natural oils are being used. In more complex rituals, the feet can be painted completely with drawings of flowers and symbols. Other body parts, especially where there's a concentration of force or energy like the belly button, the heart, the neck, the sex, forehead, and palms, can also be painted. Thus, certain practices are nice to the eye, and they also stimulate erotically and awaken the creative imagination. They give your body a lot of mystery. Plus, the mental concentration that is required to apply the makeup will help you get control over your wandering mind. In order to experience certain strong sexual techniques that imply sexual continence, the body must be bathed and smeared with oils. Then it is covered with refined ashes all over it. The ashes of wood contain several precious minerals that can be easily absorbed through skin. The pure ashes of certain heavy wood types, like oak, have a deeply refreshing effect on the body. After these ashes have been applied, certain precise signs or symbols are drawn onto the shanks, thighs, arms, forearms, the region between the sex and the belly button, across the belly button, the middle of the chest, the neck and forehead, usually there are groups of three parallel lines, They are drawn with an ointment made of sandalwood powder, grass, cereals, and euphoric compounds. Then the third eye, Ajna Chakra, is painted in the middle of the forehead to the hairline. The woman can also have these signs drawn on her body, but usually the man is the one who has to look like this, covered in ashes and symbols. The woman should be very seductive and sensual. Her face and certain body parts with makeup, forehead, neck, nipples, belly button, yoni, hands and legs covered in red. The male emission and the female receptivity are thus activated by the careful and impressive use of makeup during the erotic act. It is good to know that red activates very strongly the center of male sexuality. This explains why red is predominant in the female makeup. The Chinese and Japanese see the contrast between the color of the skin, usually covered with white powder, and the red color of the lips and cheeks, as a symbolic prelude of the, quote, mysterious red and white forces that produce matter, end quote. They underline this aspect, especially in the theater masks. Cosmetics and jewelry. Her black hair like a raven. Her eyebrows were like the Alcedo and arched like the new moon. Her almond-shaped eyes were charming, clear, and reassuring, and her lips, red as a cherry, were so tempting. Her nose was noble and fine. Her cheeks were fragile, and they were slightly covered with powder. Her face had the delicate roundness of a silver sphere, and her vital and harmonious body was as light as a flower. Her fingers were thin as shoots, and her waist was slender as the reed. Her belly was round and soft, and her breasts big and soft, too. Qin Ping Mei. Eyeshadow had a purpose in the beginning that has been forgotten. Besides the fact that it accentuates and emphasizes the natural brilliance, the shape and the beauty of the eyes, dark colors absorb light. Kohl is an Eastern product used for this purpose, and if it is prepared adequately, it has a therapeutically refreshing effect. It has to be prepared the right way, out of the suit of medicinal substances like camphor. A recent pharmacology research shows that camphor stimulates breathing, the heart, and the cerebral cortex, and it helps to improve the memory. Tantric texts indicate several formulas for preparing kohl, which is extremely strong because the camphor is burned along with some volatile substances. The tantric kohl is then scraped off the vase and applied onto the eyes and forehead and other body parts. Tantric invocations of the archetypes of the great cosmic powers require the use of makeup, among other things. For example, in Nepal, there is an annual festival of the omnipresent goddess, celebrated through the decoration and show of a special chosen virgin, to which presents are given. Her face is carefully made up with red, white, yellow, and black signs. Tantra says that any woman regains her virginity after the menstrual period. Certain rituals specify the celebration of this aspect through the woman's representation as the embodiment of the omnipresent goddess by using makeup, volatile oils, refined clothes, and jewelry. Moles are considered in the present as something out of fashion, but things will certainly change in the future, and they will be fashionable again. Women before used to make black dots on their faces. In Eastern cultures, beauty marks like moles informed of the woman's status as an initiator in love secrets, depending on their form, size, and location. Most women feel that their ornaments and jewelry make them attractive. These have a special meaning to them, reminding them perhaps of a special erotic experience that ties her to the man she had a relation with and who gave it to her. A woman must choose her ornaments for a special occasion very carefully, taking into account not only their aesthetic effect, but also their value as amulets. The jewelry considered amulets are very important in rituals as well as in tantric life. They act by starting certain subtle resonance processes on the conscious level as well as on the unconscious one. An amulet is impregnated with subtle benefic energies and with magical and emotional qualities, and they have an effect because of our power of association. They allow us to get in resonance with certain benefic subtle macrocosmic energies. Jewelry enriches the image of beauty that a woman can create through a combination of makeup, clothes, and ornaments. Flowers should also be included in the category of body ornaments, as it is amazing how exciting a woman can become because of the association of colors and flower perfume with her own perfume. In the secret tantric tradition, a woman's ornaments are symbols of her personal cosmology and indicate her evolution direction. There are 5 types of tantric jewelry: the necklace, the earrings, the bracelets, the headbands, and the belts. They symbolize the 5 elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. By making a certain piece become evident, a yogi woman makes her qualities obvious. By wearing symbolic jewelry, she connects with her own ideal, transformed image. In the tantric rituals, the woman should wear the most symbolic jewelry. A beautiful, vital, and sensual woman with makeup on and also with certain ornaments is a very exciting image to any man, especially if he knows that she has prepared just for him. Try to use natural cosmetic products and jewelry in order to give force to your relationship and to increase the aesthetic pleasure.
This is Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Valentino.
Seven gates towards the universe. Fifth gate, Vishuddha Chakra. Part 2. The following quotation from Memoir in the Defense of Caligastro, from Serge Hunton's book, The Secret Societies from Yesterday Till Today, expresses quite well the superior level of consciousness a human being can attain. I do not belong to any age, and I do not belong to any space. I permanently feel that I am outside of time and space. My spiritual being experiences in its essence the eternal existence, and if sometimes I let myself sink into the cosmic thought, climbing back up the course of ages, if then I reach my almighty spirit towards a superior way of living, different from that which you are familiar with, I experience the paradise-like ecstasy, and I become that who I want to be. Participating fully and consciously to the reality of the Supreme Being, I conduct almost all my actions while guided by divine inspiration that constantly helps and surrounds me. Art molds the artist, and the artist molds the world. This type of superior inspiration appears only in the more or less conscious moments of superior receptiveness. Great composers, artists, even scientists have had such moments of brilliance. If a person has this inner state of superior receptiveness and allows the resonance with the elevated subtle realities, these realities will materialize into sublime and ideal forms into his sphere of consciousness. Any kind of artistic experience or realization can not only recreate art, but also transform the receiver's personality. because through symbols received telepathically or created exteriorly, the artist is capable of reintegrating certain aspects and of reaching new and elevated levels of consciousness. More than this, the act of creation and the act of being created are complementary parts of the same phenomenon. Through contrast, when art and inspiration are constantly and considerably embarrassed by the ego, creativity stagnates. When the ego becomes exacerbated, art disappears, and when the ego disappears, universal art flourishes at its own will. When the artist is crushed by the ego, allowing him to be dominated by petty calculations, he begins to imitate himself, and he is no longer capable of transmitting that which is sublime to others. The divine inspiration he receives no longer transforms him, and his personal inner growth stops. Genius is nurtured with essences. In the genuine act of creation, free and uninhibited, characterized by a crazy spontaneity, the artist will first and most importantly nurture and support himself. At this point, he can offer a lot to others. When a person offers himself or herself to the world, they accept the subtle guidance and inspiration of the inner superior consciousness. From this point of view, and in a manner of speaking, we may say that the superior act of nourishing is in fact equal with being nurtured. Through Vishuddha Chakra, brilliant artists express their ineffable identity with their inner voice, through their art. In the case of a person who can maintain their consciousness at this level, his or her role will be divided equally between distributor and receiver of the divine grace. Through the sublime experience of receiving grace, the individual consciousness, nurtured with the nectar of the divinity, goes up to the next center of force, Ajna Chakra. Here, the person realizes the great mystery that the one who gives and the one who receives are in fact one and the same, fused in ineffable unity, just as a drop of water that has reunited with the ocean it used to be a part of. For a better understanding of the fifth center of force, we shall explain a few key words. Akasha, subtle fundamental element that the yogis discovered thousands of years ago as pertaining to and maintaining everything in the universe. In some secret texts, it is depicted as the ether of space that comprises and records everything. In the Orient, Akasha, or the all-encompassing ether, is the subtlest of the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The wise and advanced yogis claim that Akasha is a fundamental substance that fills and pertains to everything in the universe, and that it is the basic support of life and sound. In Akasha, everything that occurs in the universe is instantaneously recorded. These images may be read by clairvoyance and are called Akashic records. Eternity, that which is truly divine and exists beyond time. The states of genuine spiritual elevation, which propel us to the peaks of ecstatic consciousness and act as tangents to the perception of reality. This feeling of eternity also appears as a state of satisfaction when we live completely in the present. The present moment is the mobile image of eternity, a simultaneous experience with depth and authenticity. Extracting its essential significance will allow you to transcend it and access the sublime force sphere of authentic spiritual vision and experience. In the spiritual realm, eternity is the spiritual counterpart of time in our event-driven world. Even Plato once said, "Time is a moving image of eternity." Intuition represents the direct, immediate knowledge of truth through resonance and without involving a lot of thinking done by the mind. C.G. Jung defined intuition as one of the four fundamental psychological functions of the human being. The other three are thought, feelings, and the senses. He describes intuition as a function of exploring the unknown, which offers possibilities and implications that are apparently difficult to be perceived consciously. Intuition is not an act of will, it is a state of attention and inspired reception. Inspiration, state of resonance and inner communion that leads to a certain sublime experience, idea and or action. It is characterized through the revelation of some experiences, on a subjective level, representing a psychic condition auspicious to the act of creation. This reason determined Plato to rightfully conceive it as a message of the divinity that pertains to those who allow themselves to be taken into or can reach the ecstatic states of trance. For Schopenhauer, the inspiration was the eternal and subtle world of divine ideas. And for Nietzsche, it was the expression of the Dionysian drunkenness giving birth to brilliant creations. Time, the universal property of all forms enclosed into a certain subtle energy, heading simultaneously or successively towards one another. The entire creation is subject to this subtle energy, and only through the pure divine consciousness can it transcend and change time. Because it is in essence a subtle energy, the dimensions of time are characteristically molded by the structures of the individual and cosmic consciousness. Thus, the information referring to past, present, or future events is recorded or stored in a kind of magnetic support for the universe, a reality which in yoga is called the Akashic Records or Clichés. The advanced yogi can recall and relive these traces deposited in the energies of time, after the experience has occurred at least once. Furthermore, people that have the native ability of recalling the Akashic Records can also do it, but these cases are very rare. The presence and accessibility of such information in Akasha Tattva is mentioned even in the current theories of modern physics. For example, the theory of implied order issued by David Bohm suggests that there is a certain phenomenal and structural order in the universe, and that this order has nothing to do with change or temporality. Scientists who lived around the end of the 20th century have proved that our ability to sense and tell time is in fact a distortion of reality.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fifth center of force, Vishuddha Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your neck, which represents the projection of Vishuddha Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Vishuddha Chakra is a lotus flower with 16 petals, symbolizing the 16 energy channels or nadis situated here. This chakra represents pure consciousness, creativity. It governs the awakening of inspiration, expression, eloquence, and archetypal models. The center of force is closely connected to the feeling of acceptance, superior receptivity, and subtle protection. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of ether. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the fifth center of force, Vishuddha Chakra. Let us begin.
Hinakureru. Sore wa toki no mahou. Asu onaji toki. Chinau mahou. Sore wa iro ga kaori ni. Kaori ga iro ni kawaru toki. Soshite 影は限りない青に溶ける。
Thank you.
日が暮れる。それは時の魔法。明日同じ時、違う魔法。それは色が香りに、香りが色に変わる時。そして影は限りない青に溶ける。
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.